We all know that if a person is in a state of suffix, whether or not he's mechuyev to make a brocha on, let's say, a food that he's going to eat, the general rule is suffix brochas lahaka. The general rule is that he has to refrain from making a brocha because of the chashash of perhaps making a brocha levatala. Now, as is well known, there's a machlikis between the Rambam and Tosfos whether the isser of making a brocha levatala is an isser deraisa. The shita of the Rambam is that this is in fact an isser deraisa of loisisa, that you are over if you make a brocha levatala, and therefore we're very concerned about making a brocha if it's not completely necessary because of this concern of a chashash brocha levatala. So that's why, says the Rambam, we have a rule of Safak brachas lahakul, because if a person were to say a brach levatol, it would be a lav deraisa of loisisa. The shita of Taisvis is that the entire concern is only regarding an issur derabbanan, because he says that any time the name of Hashem is recited within the context of a bracha, since it's said as a shvach, as part of a general praise of a bracha, it's not a deraisa the isser, but rather it's only an isser derabbanan, and the isser of lesitz is only if you say the shem Hashem in a disrespectful way, not in the context of a bracha. But al kaponim, this is the rule of safek brachas lahakel. And the first thing we should point out, there's actually a chiddush from the Marsha, where the Marsha distinguishes between different categories of brachas when it comes to this rule of safek brachas lahakel. And says the Marsha, the entire rule of Safek Brachas Lahakel only applies when we're talking about Birchas HaMitzvah. When we're talking about the bracha that you make prior to the performance of a mitzvah, the Birchas HaMitzvah, which the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim Daf Zayin, has to be over Lasiyaz and has to be prior to the performance of a mitzvah. Says the Marsha, that is the only time when we say Safek Brachas L'Hakel. If you're in a state of Safek, whether you're mechuyev to make a bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha. However, says the Marsha, when it comes to a Birchas HaNenin, when it comes to, let's say, making a bracha before you eat a fruit, where it's a Birchas HaNenin, there is no concept of Safek Brachas L'Hakel. And if you're in a matzav of Safek, whether you're mechuyev to make a bracha, you go ahead and you make the bracha me Safek. And says the Marsha, what would be the pshat? Says the Marsha, a very fascinating idea. The Gemara in Brachis, the beginning of the sixth parak, famously says that the reason why a person is mechuyev to make a bracha rishayna before partaking in some type of food that he wants to eat is because the entire world belongs to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, and it's a form of me'ila if you derive benefit or pleasure from this world without first making a bracha. And Melo says the Gemara, if you go ahead and you're nene, b'loy bracha me'olam hazeh, if you have some type of pleasure, you eat the apple without making a bracha beforehand, it's ki'ilo, you're stealing from the Rebbeinu Shlalom. That is the Gemara Brachis, and that is the basis of Birchas HaNen. Says the Marsha, if so, if you're in a matzav of Safek Brachis, what are you going to tell me? To refrain from making a bracha and simply go ahead and eat? And, skip the bracha because you're nervous about making a chashash bracha about tolo. Talk to Marsha, but then you're over on Gezel. Then you're over on Gezel, and over there it's a isser lav. It's an active isser. It's an act of stealing. It's not simply a passive isser. It's a very chomedic isser. And therefore, says to Marsha, when it comes to brachas aneh and fakert, you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. And even if that means going ahead and making a bracha and being over on the tzad isser of perhaps being over on bracha levatala, nevertheless, you have to do so because you cannot derive pleasure from this world without first making a bracha. Now, we don't paskin like the Marsha. However, the Marsha has a different knech that also has an interesting nafkamina lamaisa. And says the Marsha, we know that an oinin is not allowed to perform any mitzvahs. If a person's in a state of aninos, he has just lost one of the seven close relatives, and he's now holding between the Misa and the Kvura. So he has the status of an Oinin, and he's completely supposed to be involved in the upcoming kvura, and therefore he's potter from mitzvahs, and it's even usher for him to perform a mitzvah. Dr. Yosef Engel, Leute Marsha, Avada, when it comes to regular mitzvahs, he's not allowed to perform if he's an oinin, but according to the Marshal's Chiddush, he will in fact have to recite a bracha before partaking in food. Why? Because Avada, oinin, everyone agrees, has to refrain from being in violation of Lavin. When it comes to Isurim, there's no patur of oinin. And the Mela, since when it comes to Birchas Anin, Loite Marsha, it's not merely a mitzvah that you have to fulfill before partaking of the food, but rather it's an Isser, it's like stealing, it's like being Mayel, you're taking the Rebbein Shalom's food without first benching and asking Rishos from the Rebbein Shalom. The Mela, it's a form of Isser, and an Oinin would be Muzer in this Isser. Akoponim, we do not, halacha l'maisa, passing like the Marsha, we assume that even when it comes to Birchas Hanenen, if a person is in a matzav of suffix, whether or not he's mechuyev to make a bracha, the halacha is, he refrains from making a bracha, and he's allowed to eat nonetheless. Now, is there any way to circumvent the problem? L'maisa, it's certainly proper for a person to have a bracha recited before eating something, even if he's in a matzav of safek brachas. So one way to avoid this problem is to have someone else be moitzim in the bracha. And in that way, he has the ability to be yotzei his chiyuv to make a bracha, and not violate the iser of bracha levatala. What if there's no one else available to be moitzim in a bracha? Are there any options that a person has before him to avoid the issue of safek brachas, yet still not partake of food without first making a bracha? So we are going to mention two brief eitzes that are brought down in some of the poskim. One eitzah is brought down in the shoyl of Rebbe Akiva Eiger, in the Shuas Rebbe Akiva Eiger, he brings from the shoyl, and this is also the sheet of the Pnei Yeshua, and this is taka the sheet of the Orcha Shulchan as well, where they say as follows. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem says that a person has to mention the name of Hashem in his bracha, or else he's not mekayim his chiyuv to recite a bracha. Nonetheless, says the Gemara, even though he's mechuyev to recite the Shem Hashem, Shem Umalchus has to be mentioned during the bracha, but if you do the Hazkar B'loshen Laz, if you mention the name of Hashem, you could even mention the entire bracha, B'loshen Laz, in a different language, in let's say Aramaic, Brich Rachamono, De Mariamo, de Yovla, and Hai Pita, you make the recitation of the bracha, Beloshin Aramei. The Gemara says, Yoyetze the bracha. Says the Shoyu, take a look at Shach in Yoredeya. The Shach says that when it comes to Mechikas Hashem, there's an Issa Deraisa to erase the name of Hashem. The Rambam says that it only applies to the seven Shemas Sheinon Nimchakim. The seven Shemas that are not allowed to be erased, we have this Isser of Mechikas Hashem, you're not allowed to erase the name of Hashem. What if the name of Hashem is written in English? What if the name of Hashem is written in Aramaic? It's written B'loshen Laz, says the Shach, there is no Isser of Mechikas Hashem. Says the Shoyal and Kiveger, now we have an Eitzel, how to avoid the problem of Safed Brachas, yet still have a Bracha recited before making, before partaking of the food, and that is by saying the name of Hashem, B'loshen Laz. You say it in English. And in that case, you might say the chiyuv of making a bracha, because the Gemara says that even if you make a bracha in Aramaic, you say the name of Hashem in Aramaic, you might say mitzad the chiyuv of making a bracha, yet you won't be over on the Issa Bracha Levatolo, because just like by Mechikas Hashem, if you erase the name of Hashem that's written B'loshen Laz, in, let's say, English, you're not over on the Issa of Mechikas Hashem, so too, when it comes to Bracha Levatolo, you're not over on the Issa of reciting a Bracha Levatolo if the name of Hashem is not written in Lashon HaKodesh, it's B'loshen Laz. And therefore, if you say the name of Hashem in English, it's not a Bracha Levatolo, and you will be Mekayim, nevertheless, the Chiyuv to recite a Bracha. So that, L'chayra, is a good Eitzah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself disagrees with this Eitzah, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that even when it comes to the Isser of Bracha Levatolo, you are, in fact, over on the Isser, even if you say the name of Hashem B'loshen Laz, even if you say the name of Hashem in English. So if you say G-O-D, you're over on the Isser of saying the name of Hashem L'Vatolo. And says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we can't derive this halacha from Mechika. Mechika is Hashem. In fact, the Shach Paskins, that you're not over on the Isser if it's b'loshen laz, but when it comes to bracha vatal, you are over, and therefore this would not be a valid etzah to avoid the shail of safek brachas by saying the bracha in English and having the name of Hashem, let's say, mentioned in English, because you will in fact be over on the etzah bracha vatal. That is with respect to this etzah of saying the bracha in English or in Aramaic or some other language aside from Lashon HaKodesh. So again, according to the Shailon Kiveger, according to the Yeshua, according to the Aruch Shulchan, it is a good etzah, and according to Kiveger, it's not a good etzah. There's another etzah brought down and suggested by some of the Achronim, and that is to recite the bracha before taking part of the food, but when coming to the name of Hashem, being maharher, the name of Hashem, thinking in your mind without actually articulating the name of Hashem. Some of the Achronim hold that that is what a person should do if he's in a state of Safek Brachas and he has no one else to be Moitzim in the Bracha, and he is Cheshish Rebbe Kiveger, who holds that you can't say it in English. So what you do is you think the Bracha. You think the name of Hashem. You say the rest of the Bracha, but you think the name of Hashem. Say some of the Achronim, that is what a person should do, because according to the sheet of the Rambam, hear her is kedibur, and according to the Rambam, by being mahar in the name of Hashem, is kilu you articulated the name of Hashem, and therefore, according to the Rambam, you have been yoytzei, your chiv of making a bracha, and it's not considered a violation of bracha levatala, since you didn't actually verbalize the name of Hashem. So that's another eitzah invoked by some of the achoinim, that if you're mahar the name of Hashem, and you say the rest of the bracha out loud, you will, in fact, avoid the problem of safek brachas lehakel, and still have the ability to say a bracha before eating from food.